Next is a progress note on Juanita Thompson, T-H-O-M-P-S-O-N. Juanita is spelled W-A-N-E-T-A. Place was covered by in Frankenmuth. Date was July 25th, 2022. Okay, so it's the Thompson chief regarding. Congestive heart failure, just in the recent history of hypoglycemia. And COPD. New paragraph, Mrs. Thompson still needs oxygen most of the time. She almost has it all the time, period. She does mobilize by wheelchair, though, or walker, period. She's actually looking better than she did a few weeks ago after she left the hospital, period. Her saturation will be low without oxygen most of the time, period. She does cough a bit of a yellow sputum, period. She denies any chest pain or cardiac symptoms, period. The staff states that she was extremely anxious, period. She worries about many different things. Her labs were done last week and it showed a normal sodium of 137, potassium of 4.5, chloride of 101, and CO2 of 33, and this is improved, period. Her BUN was 17 and creatinine 0.6 and sugar 109, period. She still has edema 2 plus, but that's actually better than it was when seen before and at the time of her hospitalization, period. There's some degree of chronic pain, but not extreme, period. She also has COPD, which is contributing to her need for oxygen, period. She has this atrial fibrillation, and her heart rate was irregular and was high when seen, period. Reading at one point was 128 and another time 72, period. There's no problem with her blood pressure, though, and there's no dizziness, period. She did feel some palpitations, period. Hypertension control. New paragraph review assistance. Constitutional, no fever or chills, eye no complaints, ENT no complaints, respiratory, some cough, some yellow sputum about a week ago, slight throat soreness, some shortness of breath, especially with exertion, no angina, some palpitations, she was not dizzy when seen, GI no complaints, but she had a history of constipation, GU no dysuria, other complaints. Mostly skeletal acute arthralgia.
I mean, talk about an ugly baby.
Paragraph assessment and plans. So I put on examination to distressed and less ill appearing. Blood pressure 130 over 90. Pulse range from 128 to 72. Spite rate was 18. Head and neck. People's equal reactor to light. Eyelids and conjunctiva are normal. Extraocular lumens intact. Oral mucosa normal. Use normal inspection. Neck has no nodes. Lungs are cleared for percussion and auscultation without wheezes, period. Cardiovascular normal, soreness 2, no gout, no murmur. First, she has 2 plus edema at the ankles and feet. Abdomen soft and not tender. CNS cranial nerves are normal. Sensations intact. She's weak in general. She was walking with a walker. Musculoskeletal, no acute joint inflammation or fusion, but she has some arthritic changes in the knees. New paragraph assessment of the plan. 1. Mrs. Thompson has congestive heart failure, which appears relatively controlled.
If you don't believe me, ask Uncle Clarence Thomas, or the face of white supremacy himself, Larry Elder.
And I will continue with starting 25 milligrams daily for Lasix.
Sometimes
40 milligrams daily plus metalazone.
Without really doing any reporting at all. I mean, you think that you
5 milligrams daily, period.
Two
shifts COPD. And this is about baseline, period.
Because at a board education meeting. It's almost like the media knew they were already, so why?
Done for Motorol. Nebulizer twice a day.
But in all fairness, they
and Albuterol, a nebulizer every 6 hours as needed, period. My atrial atrial fibrillation heart rate is on the high side, period. Sensodolol, under 20 milligrams daily, and the staff says she's definitely getting it, and she's an eloquent 5 milligrams daily, period. She's a bit fearful about missing her meds, period. I asked the staff to monitor heart rate a few times and see if it's up persistently, and if so, she may need hospitalization if it's over 120 consistently, and she feels symptoms. She has hypothyroidism, like an 11 thyroxine 50 micrograms daily, period. She has anxiety.
And the reaction when Pete Hansen spoke, oh my.
And has available lorazepam 1 milligram 3 times a day if needed. Overall, can any of the current plan, period. Is Dr. Schumacher dictating? End of dictation.